Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Coming up on this episode of The Entrepreneurial You.
We have car dealerships that see a 23-time greater response rate than the letter. They used to send laser printed letters to their customers saying, hey, come in, time to trade up your car, the lease is due or whatever. And now they send handwritten notes and they have a 23 time greater response rate to those handwritten notes versus the printed pieces. When you adjust for the costs involved, it's still a 7 times greater ROI.
If something is important enough, even if the odds are against you, you should still do it. Elon Musk. And I'll take this pleasure of mine to share with you or continue to share with you a tool that can make your social media management a lot easier. And I'm talking about eClincher, right? So it's a tool that I've used to improve collaboration with clients and productivity and improve collaboration with teams as well. And you can also get some time back on your hands where you can do some projects that perhaps you've always wanted to do but never had the time. So if you visit the show notes page of this episode, you will see the link to this tool, eClincher, for your 14-day free trial. Just click on my affiliate link and you'll be able to access it. So whether you're an SME, an agency, or enterprise, eClincher is absolutely for you and you should sign up today. Now, I'm very excited as we go into episode 232 of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. I'm your host, of course, Henneka Watkus Porter. Today's episode is with David Wax, and I hope I did pronounce that correctly. Did I, David?
It's Wax, but it's close
Wax,
enough.
Yeah. Today's episode is with David Wax, a serial entrepreneur. David's latest venture, Handwritten, is bringing back the lost art of letter writing through scalable robot-based solutions that writes your notes in pen. Developed as a platform, Handwritten lets you send notes from your CRM system such as Salesforce, the website, apps, or through custom integration. And it's used by major mailboxes, e-commerce giants, nonprofits, and professionals. Handwritten is changing the way brands and people connect. Prior to his current initiatives, David founded Sell It, a mobile marketing magazine, a mobile marketing platform, and mobile agency. Sell It was sold to Hello World in January of 2012. Both Handwritten and Sell It were on Inc. magazine's 500 list of fastest growing companies. David now writes for Inc., of course, and with this column, Stepping Away from the Day-to-Day. This conversation should be exciting because we're going to be talking about, you know, the importance of handwritten notes in business. Who would have thought in this day and age that we're going back to the basics? Well, we are. And so David Wax is here to share with us. Welcome, David.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we dive in, you're so welcome. Before we dive in, can you sing me a Jamaican song?
One love, one life. I don't know too many Jamaican songs, but I was.
You know, One Love, which is, I think, Time Magazine on that list of 100 best song of all time. So, yeah, you're good to go.
I spent a little bit of time in Jamaica about 15 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful country.
Absolutely, it is. I couldn't agree with you more. All right, so let's talk about the importance of handwritten notes in business. But I want to start with, why is it important to use personal touch in business?
Yeah, well, I think just personal touch overall, everything is pivoting to mass communication, whether it's print, mass emails, tweets, and then you get into text messages are in mass. My last company was a text messaging provider, so I know how everything's going that way. And everybody's buying everything online in an impersonal way. So they're, you know, going to a anonymous website and placing their anonymous order, and nobody knows who they are. Well, they do know who you are based on your buying, on your purchasing behavior, but you don't really have a personal relationship with brands anymore. Unlike, you know, 20 years ago, you would know who ran your store or, you know, worked at that shop down on the corner and you'd get to know them. Now that's all gone by the wayside. So I think there's a lot of room in today's generation to connect on a personal level, because competing on price only gets you so far. You know, it's a race to the bottom with that, and your margin, you'll have margin compression, and you won't be able to compete. And Amazon or Alibaba can always beat you at that game anyway. So how do you differentiate yourself if it's not competing on price? It has to be by providing better service, by providing a better product, et cetera. And having a personal relationship with the customer is a great way to differentiate, a great way to drive repeat business and build that relationship. One of the most expensive things in business is acquiring a new customer. So once you have that customer, if you can leverage them for more to drive a repeat purchase, et cetera, there's huge opportunities there to grow that business.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the ways, I think you kind of alluded to that, but what are some of the ways for us as, you know, and sticking to business, for us to add that personal touch that would make a difference?
Well, handwritten notes, obviously, are the best way. But beyond that, tailoring the website to the user. So when you log into a website you visit frequently to see things that are specific to you, that's old technology. I mean, that's been happening for 20 years. Sending emails that are very personal, not blasted, that works. But honestly, I think the most personal thing is either a video email, like something through like a Bonjoro or something like that, that you know a salesperson sat down to record specifically for you. Because those email, those video emails, if you know what I'm talking about, it's where somebody records a video and then emails that video to you. And it's hard to scale that. And because it's hard to scale, it's viewed under a different lens and it's appreciated more. And I think handwritten notes kind of accomplish the same thing. So video emails are one great way to be personal and say, hey, you know, I saw you purchased this outfit. I thought you might be interested in that outfit or, you know, whatever it is. And then obviously sending handwritten notes, which I can talk about ad infinitum.
Absolutely. And I know you could go on with that, right? Which we're going to get there. But I also, you mentioned something about the video email, and that's something I can attest to. I have found that to be so effective because everybody right now is so busy sending emails and receiving emails and like, oh my gosh, you just get lost and you get tired. Mm-hmm. But when you do send a video of, you know, whether you're requesting something, you're doing a compliment, you're making an ask, whatever it is, I find that to be very effective. Now, how many people are you seeing doing that, David?
Well, it's still a small, I'm a little active in the Bonjoro community, so it's still a small percentage of the population that's doing it, but it's growing, and I find it highly effective because it does allow your emails to certainly stand out, and it allows your customer to tie a, you know, an image of who the person is that's providing the service back to the product or the service. So, you know, it's still very, very small. Other things you can do that kind of create a personal touch is you could run, obviously, Zoom, whether it's a Zoom fitting, you know, where you're helping somebody pick out products, or a Zoom tutorial webcast. There's a lot of ways to, you know, create webinars and webcasts that feel very personal to the client or a consumer as well. So that's a way to do it. We really like Bonjoro and the other players in that space because it's all about the notion of unscalability creates value. And that's where we fit, or really any handwritten note fits. It's knowing that somebody took the time out to do something just for you. It makes an immense impact in the person on the other end.
Absolutely. And even if you're not using one of those software, just, you know, regular recording something on your phone or your computer and just send it out, you know?
Yes.
It does make a difference. All right. So let's talk about handwritten. And we're talking about your handwritten, which is spelled HANDWRITTEN. How did it get started and why?
Well, it got started for this exact reason. Prior to handwritten, I had this company called Sell It. Sell It would send a million text messages a day on behalf of everybody from Abercrombie & Fitch and Toys R Us and Sam's Club and Office Max and Chicago Tribune, all these large brands that wanted to instantly communicate with their readership or their customer base or whatever, send offers, send alerts, that type of thing. We would power that for them. And while it is very effective, what I realized is I was also a part of the problem. because I was adding to the noise. And what I mean by that is the average consumer or the average office worker gets about 150 emails a day. They spend about 24% of their time just managing their email inbox. When you throw the hundreds of text messages they get a month on top of that, and the tweets and the Slacks and everything else, it's all a chore for the customer to weed through. And nobody has any time to read emails any day, now. You know, they're so busy deleting them that they can't actually read it and find out what that person's trying to do. So when I ended Sell It, I wanted to send my customers and my employees a note thanking them for being my customer or being my employee and sticking with me with all these for all those years. And I noticed that when I'd walk into my employees' offices or my own office, anytime I received a handwritten note, not only did I read it, but I put it on display. And I thought, gee, you know, if I want to reach out to my customers and employees, let me do it with handwritten notes, because that shows that I took the time to sit down and write to them. And that's what I did. I sat down, I wrote these handwritten notes to my employees and my customers, and pretty soon, being the 30-something I was at the time, I got bored, my hand got tired, I didn't have stamps, I ran out of stationery, my pen ran out of ink, and I thought, gee, there has to be a better way. There has to be a way to scale my handwritten correspondence. And that's where handwritten, spelled with a Y, came in. I pretty much started this the day after I left Sell It. And what I really want to talk about on this podcast is not what my company Handwritten can do for you, but just really what handwritten notes in general, you know, spelled the traditional way with an I, really mean and really what they can do. And then if you're looking to scale it, you can use a company like mine to do that. There's this real unique special quality about handwritten notes in general that I wanted to take advantage of. Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell us about some of the reactions that you've heard about or received or seen face-to-face, you know, firsthand, where somebody has received handwritten notes from you or from your colleagues, and the impact, you know, the reaction, that kind of a thing. Talk us through that.
Well, yeah, great question. So on a quantitative level, we see redemption rates of offers, if you send it through a handwritten note, being about 5 times greater than printed coupon codes. We have car dealerships that see a 23-time greater response rate than the letter. They used to send laser printed letters to their customers saying, hey, come in, time to trade up your car, the lease is due, or whatever. And now they send handwritten notes, and they have a 23-time greater response rate to those handwritten notes versus the printed pieces. When you adjust for the costs involved, it's still a 7 times greater ROI. So for those of you out there that are interested in the numbers, those are some of the numbers involved. For really the qualitative, what I'll say is we have a piano tuner that goes into his clients' houses once a year to tune their piano. You only need to tune a piano once a year. And after tuning your piano, he sends you a handwritten note through our service, but he could do it manually if he likes. And then the following year, a year later, when he goes back to your house to tune your piano again, that note is still sitting on the piano. So what other form of communication or marketing is going to not only be kept, but put on display on your most prized possession, your piano? You're certainly not going to print out a text message. You're not going to take a screenshot and print that out. You're not going to print out an email. Handwritten notes are the only way, maybe a laser printed greeting card, you know, maybe, but handwritten notes, handwritten cards are really the only thing that you would allow to put on your most prized possession and leave it there for a year. On top of that, we have meal boxes. We have a company that sends snack boxes to offices. So we subscribe to it here. And what they do is if they screw up a customer order, you know, maybe they don't send you your box of snacks that month or whatever, they'll send you a handwritten note and a second box of snacks making up for it. And granted, the second box of snacks certainly helps, but the handwritten note doesn't hurt. And what they find is that those customers that have a bad experience that's repaired with a handwritten note, they have a higher lifetime value for that customer than if they never had a screw up in the first place. So those customers go from being risky customers or customers they might lose to their most valued, most sticky customers they have. So then what this snack company did was they said, well, let's just screw up with everybody. Let's raise everybody's lifetime value. And that's what they do is they intentionally screw up. They then send a thank you or an apology letter and another box of snacks, and they've raised their total value of their customers overall. We have customers that send handwritten notes after appointments. So they'll meet with you to discuss solar panels. One of our biggest clients is a solar panel installer. And then immediately their sales team will send a handwritten note. And that's been shown to increase their close rate by 2 to 3 times, just showing that they care and that they followed up. And maybe, before sending a handwritten note, they're following up with an email or a printed piece, but that just didn't have the same open rate. So you could send it to them, but if they don't know you're sending it, if they don't recognize that you've done anything, it's what good is it? So those are some of the ways. I mean, we use it in all use cases. We work with some car manufacturers that use us in their call center. So if you call into the car manufacturer saying you had an issue with your car, we tie into their customer service platform at the call center. And then when they close out your ticket, we automatically send you a handwritten note saying, we're so glad we were able to resolve your issue, or we're sorry we weren't able to resolve your issue and we're working on it, just to kind of, help the customer know that they're being taken care of. So there's just use case after use case of this. And the clients, our clients have really gotten very creative, because once they see the power of these handwritten notes, they try to use them everywhere.
And you were right when you said that you could talk about it ad infinitum, right?
Yeah. We have jewelry stores that every time they open up a new store, they work with us. We have a database provider that can provide them every household in their, in the 3-mile radius that meets certain income requirements, and then send them all invites to come into the jewelry stores. That's been proven to help with their new store openings. But really the biggest use case of handwritten, the company, is sending thank you notes. It's not asking for anything. It's just sending a thank you note, full stop. Because we as a society have gotten away from being appreciative of our customers. And when somebody purchases from you, whether they're purchasing a handwriting service at our company or purchasing marketing consulting or whatever, they have unlimited options now, thanks to the internet. Especially if you buy a product, you could go on Amazon and find 50,000 alternatives on Amazon for anything. So you as a business really needs to be appreciative that they chose you. And, what's that worth? Should you tie an ROI to that? Or is that just good business sense and down the road that's going to make a difference? I think just you have to understand that you're investing in the relationship by sending a thank you, and you shouldn't really look for an ROI. It's just the right thing to do. But for people that do need ROI case studies, I'm happy to provide more.
Right. So outside of your platform, handwritten with a Y,
yes.
What are some of the things that you'd say to somebody who perhaps is thinking, oh, I don't have the time for that. I'm going to have my secretary just send a note from the computer and stuff. What are some of the things that you would just say to that person right now?
Well, I'd say you have to make it a habit, and you have to make it consistent. We work with a high-end perfume brand, and if you buy off their website, you will get a handwritten note from our company. We'll automate that, and we'll send a handwritten note directly to the customer thanking them for their purchase and asking if they have any questions, please email us or call us, et cetera. But if you buy the same perfume in a department store here in the United States, the store clerk that sold you that perfume is supposed to send you a handwritten thank you. The problem is they never do. So the online sales actually have better compliance and better relationships with the customer than the offline sales, which is tragic. We work with another high-end luxury retailer that uses us for both online and offline sales and has much better results. So what I would say is be consistent across channels. So if your online sales make a purchase, send them a handwritten note. If your offline sales make a purchase, send a handwritten note. Be consistent and try to do it at a cadence that's frequent, but obviously not overdoing it. A handwritten note is not the right solution for everything. But, you know, so we say between 2 and 4 handwritten notes a year. So, and it depends on your industry. Some obvious use cases are after your first purchase, after your 10th purchase, or after you spent a certain threshold amount. Those are good use cases. And then obviously birthdays, holidays, anniversary of purchases, those types of things. For car dealerships, we have a whole program where it's, you know, after you purchase a car, send a handwritten note. Then on the, you know, an oil change reminder, send a handwritten note. On the birthday, send a handwritten note. And on the holiday, send a handwritten note. Then the following year, anniversary of purchase, oil change reminder, birthday, holiday. And then you rinse and repeat. So you want to come up with the right cadence for you. And you really want to tie this into your other marketing, whether it's text messaging, emails, and then online social media marketing as well.
You've said a lot, David Walks. You've said a lot. So what I'm going to ask you right now is just to leave your final thoughts with us, as well as how might our community get in touch, because I'm sure the interest is already piqued.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, just check out handwritten.com. It's HANDWRYTTEN. You can find us at Handwritten on Twitter and search Handwritten on Facebook and LinkedIn. If you want to reach out to me directly, I'm David@Handwritten and happy to take your questions. Additionally, if you want to give us a shot, just sign up, use your email, not Facebook or Google, because I can't offer you a discount code if you do. But if you sign up with your email, use discount code podcast and you get $5 in free credit to try sending yourself a card.
Oh, interesting. That's discount code podcast and there's a 5%.
$5. So
$5 rather.
Yeah, it's actually 100% because it's enough to send yourself or somebody else one card. And then you also on handwritten.com, if you click business, there is an option to request a whole sample pack, which includes samples of our cards, samples of our writing, different ways to use us. It's all there along with business pricing for you to review.
Okay. Sounds very good. So did you have any final thoughts or that was it for you?
No, I plead with your listeners to consider, you know, everybody else is pivoting digital. So I think you all can make a huge impact by pivoting analog, at least with handwritten outreach in a targeted manner. As it's not going to be the cheapest, but it will be the most effective form of advertising. So thank you. And please give it a shot.
Awesome. Thank you, David Walks. Thank you so much for your time, your inspiration, and your insight. I do wish you all the best as you continue to build your company and to make a difference in this, this digital landscape. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, my peak performer, for tuning in to this episode with David Walks. I certainly look forward to hosting you next week and connecting with you. But in the meantime, of course, you can connect with me for coaching, podcast coaching, whether it's production as well, or my courses. Just visit hennikawatkisporter.com and send me a WhatsApp message from my home page. I will be the one responding to you directly. And here's our point of hope for this week. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. What good?
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.